I've been doing just fine with the typical broadcast frustrations that come along. One notably that I can report about is trying to get an encoder, audio encoder, and a decoder working at two different at the studio and the transmitter site. And I finally threw my hands up and I said, I can't break into this router to open up a port 3030 for the decoder at the transmitter end. And I finally said, I'm going home. And that was it. And the radio station is still off the air because there's no other way that I can think of to get the signal, to get the audio out to the transmitter site. So I finally had to call the IT guy and told him, I said, when you change passwords on this stuff, you need to let me in the loop. So he's going to take over. He's supposed to go in there and try to break into the router or with his password, and he's going to open up port 3030 so that the decoder will start working. I'm like, I'll tell you what, this stuff drives me nuts.
You know, this piece of hardware, a little bit easier, but kind of opening ports, this or that, and I don't do that stuff anymore. I'm battling, I'm trying to file taxes, and it keeps on playing, I got an error. I go back and they owe me money, so I need to hurry up and get this done. Yeah, the thing about getting audio up the transmitter in Big Rapids, a guy, he had an SBE certification. Anyway, he ran the audio out on telephone lines, and then he had a Radio Shack consumer equalizer out there. He went from there, then he used zip cord to get it to the transmitter. And a ham put an antenna up there, and he wanted us to put in his, filter. I think it here is, put a filter, so I shut his transmitter off, then it wouldn't come back on the air because the fan didn't work. One guy went home, got one from his fireplace, and the guy finally got back on the air.
Yeah, I know. That's how this... I liked it. When you said zip cord, I... And you know, zip cord, as long as the circuit is balanced, you can use zip cord, but I always recommend putting several twists in it, you know, to turn it into a twisted pair.